Welcome to the What's Your Weird Story podcast.
Everyone has at least one good story.
And some of us have stories that are just to the left of normal.
We're interested in the ones that push the boundaries of what we can perceive.
Stories that defy explanations.
Stories with an air of mystery.
Stories we might not share.
For fear of being thought of differently.
But don't worry. We're all friends here. So, what's your weird story?
Hey, everybody, it's Barry Johnston.
Hey, it's Adam Beebe.
And we have a special guest today who is a friend of Adam's who I just met, who ends up having some incredibly crazy stories.
This is perfect stuff for the What's Your Weird Story podcast. This is my friend Dara. We went to grad school together in the arts department. DAP is what they call it here at the University of Cincinnati. Dara's got a lot of stories.
Yes.
This is the Thanksgiving edition, as we mentioned. And this is going to be a long one. It's going to be probably our longest episodes so far.
Which is kind of perfect because there's time to fill in Thanksgiving when you're driving the car, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or you're on the flight.
Right.
Or you just want to get away from the family for a while.
Exactly.
So this is our Thanksgiving edition. And Dara, thank you for joining us. Dara, what's your weird story?
Okay. So I guess I'll start from the beginning of what I can remember. And that was about when I was 6 or 7, so 99, 2000, I think, would be around then. And this was my first experience ever seeing a ghost that I can remember. And this, of course, my first experience was a full-body apparition. So I was, full-body, like,
wow.
Every detail I could see. So I was spending the night at my cousin's house at the time, and we had all gone to bed after seeing, I think, the first Austin Powers. I don't believe the second one was out yet. And we went to bed, me and my two sisters, and we were sleeping in the living room. And then I woke up in the middle of the night, and I really had to pee, like standard girl move. I had to pee in the middle of the night so freaking bad, and of course, it's like so dark. Well, I wake up. And I see this almost blue kind of light emitting from behind me. So I was like, that's weird. Turned around, and in this kind of like foggy mist, like most stereotypical thing you could think of, is a Victorian era little girl sitting on the coffee table trying to talk to me. And what? I could see her mouth moving. Yeah, I could see her mouth moving, but I couldn't hear anything she said. And so then I darted back under the covers and was violently trying to shake my sisters awake. And my older sister woke up and I said, you need to look out. Like, you need to look out right now. Like, look behind you. And I guess she did. And she just like put the covers over her and didn't talk to me. And I was like, still seeing this, like, did you see it? Did you see it? Did you see it? And eventually she went, yeah. Wow. Don't look at it. So I never went to the bathroom and like fell asleep with the covers over my head.
I'm surprised you didn't just wet yourself right then and there, because that may have been my reaction. That is wild.
Yeah. It was.
Go ahead. Sorry.
It was so weird.
Yeah.
It was almost like she wanted to play. Like, I didn't get a bad feeling from her, but of course, seeing like a freaking ghost, like, honestly, it was the most stereotypical version of a ghost you could ever see.
Wow.
Like, it was so weird. You could see like the long ringlets in her hair. She had a big bow on. And this is before I knew what the Victorian era was. Like, I was 6, 7. What the hell is that?
Yeah.
It wasn't until now that I like kind of know.
Wow. So it's amazing that your sister saw it too. Oftentimes you hear people, one person sees it, the other person doesn't. I mean, that's, and she saw the same thing, and it was
same thing.
Wow.
And her reaction was, don't look at it.
Yeah, she just said, don't look at it.
That's wild.
And she's 2 or 3 years older than me, 2.5.
Okay, wow.
And so, okay, so you covered up as well, yeah? You hid from the ghost girl. Did any idea of what she was trying to say?
I have no idea. You couldn't hear anything that she was saying. I could just see her mouth move. That's it.
Was this an old house?
It was an apartment building, and I have no idea the history of it. I don't know the apartment building. It was in Xenia, Ohio. That's all I know. So, I don't know much about the area. I think someone once told me that it maybe used to be like part of an old courthouse, or courthouse used to be there, something like that. But I'm not sure.
How long did you guys live there? Up until that point, were you there for a while, or is this?
Well, this was at my cousin's apartment, This was like a one night thing. And I think later she invited us to like stay with her again, and we all said no.
Did she ever see any of this before?
Yeah, like has she seen?
Really?
Nope.
Wow. Did you tell her?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
my older sister never said anything about it because I think she saw the adults' reactions to me and was just like, okay, maybe don't say anything.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Now, have you talked to your sister about it recently?
Not recently. And I haven't really, I'm like honestly taking a risk talking about it right now. And I guess you'll find out in a bit why.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
Leave it at that. Hang on.
Wow. So she was glowing. She's blue. And was she like transparent, or was she fairly solid, or was it like?
She was fairly solid, but she had the most minor amount like that you could see through her.
So she looked like,
aside from the light that she was emitting, like she looked like just another little girl, but you could tell that she was slightly transparent.
Wow. That's creepy, man.
Like
that's
She had blonde hair.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Insane.
That is insane. Wow. Okay, cool. All right. Well, I don't have any. We got more. So this is leading into more. So that was the first one.
Yeah.
And you were just a wee little girl. Okay. So
then small. I can't remember if I had already been living in the house, and we lived in Fairborn, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And so this house had, I guess, like a few weird occurrences in it. I shouldn't say a few, like I'm downplaying it a lot.
Well, don't downplay.
It's hard not to, honestly, because it seems like so long ago that it's not even real, kind of a thing, but it is.
Yeah.
But, okay, so we lived in this house, and this is before my parents got divorced or were in the midst of a divorce. I can't remember. But we lived there, and both of my parents joked about this ghost named Cletus. Weird backcountry name. I don't know why they chose it. Like, looking at it now, I'm pretty sure it's just fake, that they just made this up. But it's just like, okay. But they would always address, oh, that's Cletus. It's just Cletus again. I think it was maybe their way of coping with whatever was happening.
Right.
But I only had, like, a few things. I don't know exactly what they had going on. But the weirdest thing, and scariest maybe for me at the time, is I actually had a face of this girl, like, or woman, evil woman, in the grain of the wood in my closet door. Yeah.
Like as a piece of the wood, like in the wood itself?
As a piece of the wood. Like, now looking back, it could have been, and I don't remember what the scientific term for it is now, like seeing faces and things.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, we have the tendency to do that.
Yeah. It could have been that, but I remember one time that I was so, like, irritated and mad because she kept me up all night. Like, it was one of those faces that just stares at you, like, no matter what you do. Mm. I remember getting up and spitting in its face. Yeah. I spit in its face. I said, you're trash, but whatever I said then was probably, like, you're a doo-doo head or something, because I was, again, still small.
Oh, yeah. That's so you, though.
Yeah, I know.
So confrontational about it. I love it.
Yeah, I know.
How large was this face on the door?
I mean, it took up the center of the entire door, and it looked like honestly, this is going to sound bad. At the time, it looked like probably flames, but looking back now, like how I remember it, it just looked like vaginal folds around the face.
Okay, okay.
So yeah, that's what it kind of looked like. But I don't know.
Wow.
But here's the thing, like an hour later, after spitting in the face, I came back and wiped it off and apologized to it. And I don't know why I felt inclined to do that, but I did. Oh. Yeah. And I'm also not one to say sorry.
Did you see this? Did you see this all the time?
All the time. All the time. Always there.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Where after you, after your fight with the lady
with the closet door,
with the closet lady, was it? Did things chill out after that? Was it?
No, it got bad. So yeah. Let me see what I wrote in my notes, seeing I've got the whole thing correctly. Oh yeah. Maybe like a week or so after, I was almost hit by lightning. Yeah. Whoa. Don't know if that's a coincidence or not.
Well,
but I was on my way to dance class and I was so excited because I love dance class, whatever. And I remember it was like the week before Valentine's Day and my mom and I were supposed to go and get candy for the class before dance class. So I was pumped because I was like, sugar and dance, I'm in. But yeah, and then I almost got hit by lightning and dance class was canceled, but I did get candy because my mom saw it. She's like, oh holy shit, like you get all the candy you want, bro.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but yeah. Okay, so where were you, what happened?
Like, I was in the driveway.
Okay.
Running to the car to get in it, and as I'm running in the middle of the driveway, boom, like a giant white flash of light and heat. I just remember like being so hot all of a sudden, and then it was gone. And then it took me a second to realize what happened. And then I heard like kind of my mom yelling at me, which I imagine my ears were probably blown out or something. I don't know. And I remember her scooping me up and be like, oh my God, are you okay? Are you okay? I was like, I don't remember saying anything. I was probably literally shocked.
Wow.
That's crazy.
And,
like,
it happened because there was a crack in the driveway. Like a giant crack.
Wow. Even if that wasn't connected to mean face door lady, even if it's not connected to that or to other spooky things, just that itself is just that's wild. That's crazy.
How long did it take you to make like the correlation there? Was it over time or immediately? You're like,
actually, it like took me writing out all these notes to make the correlation.
Interesting.
Wow.
Yeah. Cause I guess like you just put a lot of this like on the back burner. Like I remember almost getting hit by lightning, but then I was like, that is so, and it was February and it was a lightning storm in Ohio. That's a strange time, right?
Yeah.
That's wow. Wow.
Did your sister see this door? Did she see the face, or did anybody else in your family see the face also, or is it just you?
I think I remember telling my mom about it and asking her to take the door off, and she was just like, oh, you're being silly. Like, there's nothing there.
Yeah.
So.
Is the door still there?
I don't know. We moved out.
Oh, that's too
bad. Yeah, I know.
Do you have any pictures of the door? That'd be really cool. That would be cool as well to have pictures of it. Or if you accidentally had really, a picture.
Am I allowed to cuss on here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what would be really fucked up is like if we did have an old picture and then there actually is nothing there.
That would be extremely.
And then I look like I am crazy because I told my mom, hey, there's this face in the door. And then she didn't actually see anything. Nah, I'm out. I hope that's not the case. Yeah. I'm not looking at pictures.
Let sleeping dogs lie on that, man. That's Or what if you found it and it was even worse than you remembered?
Yeah, and I'm sure probably is worse than I remember.
Those orbs in it as well.
Yeah, and my mom had one sort of occurrence at this house. And this is the only reason that I feel like maybe what I experienced is validated. Because she used to have, like, this in-house babysitting, whatever. And she was doing laundry one day, and she said she, like, literally a stone throws away was the linen closet. And she was folding towels and put them away. She said she stacked up all the laundry baskets, one on top of the other, and she went to put the towels away. And she came back, and the laundry baskets were all lined up in a row. And so I remember her coming downstairs where all the kids were playing, because that was our designated area, unless we were, like, told to come up. Like, we stayed down. That makes it sound terrible, but we stayed down there because that's where all the toys were. Okay. No. I remember her coming down, and, like, there were only three of us there. So it was, like, my three sisters and then three kids. And she asked all of us, she said, "Did you guys come upstairs and play with the laundry baskets?" And we said, "No." And later found out why she asked us that. And she told us what had happened.
Wow. And what was your reaction?
Yeah.
Did you're like, okay, yeah. I've been seeing stuff, and wow. And now you're
seeing. I was just like, oh.
Did you talk about it more than that? Or was it just like, you just left it at that? It's kind of.
At the time, we didn't talk about it more than that because I was still young, but my mom brought it up, like, kind of recently and talked about it because she totally believes this stuff too.
Sure.
For good reason.
Yeah.
So I was just like, don't you think that's weird? Like, that's strange.
Yeah.
And she said, yeah, I can't explain it.
That is one thing that, like, we've been talking about. We have people tell stories and years go by and you have somebody else that was involved in the story. Mm-hmm. And that person years later, you know, you ask them or they bring it up and they, you know, confirm that no, that did happen. That just, I had something like that. You know, and it just really, because in a lot of ways, especially when you're younger, you sort of filter things out and you, like you're talking about, you're under explaining things and because you just don't think, you're just like, man, there's no way that I saw that. There's no way.
Yeah.
Yeah. You rationalize. You're trying to put it in a framework that is acceptable. You know, but I mean, obviously, there's a lot of stuff that is we can't rationalize out, and you can't rationalize that all of a sudden, you know, the stack of laundry baskets, which were all together, are now in a row, and nobody did that. Nobody, you know, and nobody claimed it. And yes, it very likely could have been a child and ran up there and did it. But if all the kids were together and said we were all together. And everybody agreed upon that. And
exactly. Yeah. And it was such a quick amount of time. Like, imagine just turning around to put something away and then boom. It was like it had to be seconds. There's just no way that anybody could have made it up the stairs in that amount of time.
And been quiet to where, you know, a little kid can't do that. Can't be quiet like that. Because if a little kid was playing a joke, they'd be giggling, you know,
snickering,
they'd be
laughing.
Yeah,
so there's no composure.
No, they'd be creeping around like on Scooby-Doo cartoons, you know, hunched over with their fingers all, you know, in front of them. That's wild. It's
weird,
man.
It's weird stuff.
All right, that's, so what? Okay, great. So this is from, and anything else happened at that house?
Or not anybody at that else house, that you know that of? I remember, no.
Hey, Barry, you know what we need?
What's that?
We need all our friends and listeners to go and rate and review us the highest possible of all those things on all their podcast providers. iTunes, Spotify, Podbean, whatever. You know them all. You listen to them all, or at least one of them. So go, please go. Give us all the stars, all the thumbs up, all the hearts, all the love, great reviews, so we can grow our audience and more people can add and contribute to not only the stories, but to the listening and being part of this huge community that we are going to build. That's what we need.
I'm sure other things did happen. It's probably just at a point my parents probably got, my grandmother lived with us as well, but I'm sure they all kind of got protective and stopped telling us stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
which is understandable.
Yeah. Nothing else at the house, but And then I had like a few years where nothing happened because we moved to Kettering. My parents had gotten divorced, and that's Kettering, Ohio. Moved to Kettering, Ohio. We lived in his house for a few years, but then we moved mm-hmm. and things started again. And I remember it was maybe a few weeks after we had moved, it was time for school again. My sisters and I all went to catch the bus, and there were three boys there. And they said, oh, you know, kind of just child banter. Hi, I'm blah, blah, blah. And they're like, oh, where do you live? And we said, oh, and we pointed to the house that was on top of the hill. Not really a hill. It's like a slight slope. But and they said, oh, you mean the haunted house? Yeah. At this point, wow. We didn't know anything.
Oh, so, which, you know, with little boys, especially the little girls, you know, you never know if they're being, you know, being tricksy and, you know, playing, uh-huh. just being mean or just saying, mm-hmm. oh, you live in a haunted house.
Yeah.
But
and
I'm
that's
guessing
what we
that,
thought. We kind of just right. like put it off as that. We're like, oh, you're just messing with us. You're just trying to scare us.
I'm guessing but that's not the case.
That's not the case. That's not the case at all. They were being serious. I don't think they actually knew that it could have been haunted. But they did know that the previous tenant had died in the house. Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah. Yep.
Did you know, did your parents know that before you moved in?
No. So they still to this day claim that the previous tenant died in the hospital because that's what the wife said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So
what is it about you that's drawn to these locations?
Honestly, I don't know, and I don't know what's, and I'm not even sure it is a location. I think, and not to say that I'm, like, sensitive or anything, but, like, even typing, I didn't realize how much I had happen to me
yeah.
until I did all these notes.
Well, I would
for
say,
this podcast.
I would say that, yes, there could be something to do with you.
You yeah, know, I don't
had,
know.
Well, just in the stories that you've talked about, you've had more instances than anybody I've talked to.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not even halfway done.
You're still in elementary school, aren't you?
No, now I'm in middle school.
Okay. Well, you know, yeah. there's a lot of people. There's two thoughts, I guess, on it. It could be that you are sensitive to these things, you mm-hmm. know, to where you. Able to perceive them better and feel them better, and you're locked into that somehow. You can do that, or it could be that you are somebody that these things are drawn to, so that you are the one who is haunted and not necessarily the places or your yeah. family or anything like it. Could be something like that. So
yeah, it very well could be. I don't know. I'm not sure that I want to know.
Yeah, I don't think I would want to know.
Yeah, so anyway, the house definitely is haunted. My parents okay. still live there. Yeah, house is haunted. And then the whole Netflix series now, I'm just like, oh, God, the house on Haunted Hill, whatever.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do they talk
about... I haven't seen it yet, so...
Do they?
Oh, you need to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
My wife's all into that stuff. So do your parents talk about things that are happening currently, or have they
talked about it? So my stepdad is a non-believer. He kind of explains everything away, mm-hmm. and he's never directly seen anything. My mom and my sisters, when we all lived there, we all knew it was haunted, except for him. And he still refuses. He'll, like, call it out and say, oh, come on, ghost, come on, let's do something. Do something, then, if you're real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the rest of you are just cowering
like,
in terror.
It's just kind of like, I would literally say, stop, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't invite it to do anything.
Yeah.
No, do not.
Yes, and he still does that. We still all say that the house is haunted. But, and I know it is, because I've seen things.
Yeah.
And sure. heard voices, all sure. that.
Okay, so before we get too far ahead of ourselves, let's take a step back. You've just been informed by the local children that you live in a haunted house, and you found mm-hmm. out that the previous tenant had died. So then, okay, so when did what events happened next?
Well, that night, my sisters and I all went to our parents and said, somebody died in this house. And they said, no, he died in the hospital. So they knew something and weren't telling us. And they're still saying today that he died in the hospital. And I believe this is because, like I said previously, the tenant told them.
Right.
Yeah, my husband died in the hospital, was ambulanced out, but I think that he probably died before he made it to the hospital.
Yeah.
Well, even so, I mean, he could, if it's him that's haunting it, he could have gone right back there, right? You know, I mean, I don't know all the rules about haunting.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything, there's, I don't think there's a ghost Congress that establishes all the rules, but I think that's one thing that I've heard, that he could be there, so.
Yeah.
So your parents are in denial, or they're doing it on purpose because they don't want to be scared and they don't want to scare you.
Yeah.
So.
So, trying to think, basically, and I was like homesick a lot as a kid, like through middle school and high school, just because one, I was always overly tired, back to the whole narcolepsy thing, and like recently I was diagnosed with a brain disorder. So I know this is going to make it sound like I'm delusional, but it doesn't, that part of my brain does not affect any visual, audio, like nothing like that. It's just coordination. So it could not have been hallucinations because I asked my doctors. So I was like, is this part of it? Like, could I see things? And they said, no, you could due to the narcolepsy, but typically that'd be if you were falling asleep or waking from sleep. So, which is like a whole sleep paralysis thing, and that's like a whole other thing, whatever.
So well, you've okay, had some so, experience with that? You've had experience
Really? Yeah.
So, okay, so again, before we get too far ahead of ourselves, you have narcolepsy, which you found out later in life, but it was starting to, but it was probably starting to develop at the House on the Hill in the middle school, right?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
I would say so.
So what happened there? I want to, cause I know you got a lot of stories in a timeline, building up to some cool stuff. Cause you told me a little bit before. So did any major things happen at that house when you were, you know, in middle school? And is that, you said, so you weren't, you lived in middle school and high school there. You were there.
Yes.
Were there. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So what happened then?
Okay. So then it's kind of just like little minor things. And we had a pretty fat cat while we lived there. So you would hear footsteps up and down the steps. And I would always think that it was our cat. So I'd call the cat only to realize the cat's laying next to me. And it was like, and nobody else would be home. And that's why I brought up, I was like home from school a lot sick.
Right.
Because you would hear these footsteps and nobody else is home. I would call out anybody's name, look for them. No one's there. And yeah, our living room is in our basement. And so when I was homesick, what do? You watch TV. So there's a door to the basement and you would hear it open. And it, for some reason, always needed WD-40. Don't know why. Because you would hear it creak open, and then you'd hear footsteps down the stairs. Oh, and it wouldn't be just, like, rogue footsteps. It would mimic other people's footsteps. So you know how you kind of learn, I guess, people's gaits and what it sounds like from a distance, or their mannerisms.
Yeah.
You would call out that name, and they wouldn't answer. Turn around, no one's there. Yeah.
Wow.
Man.
This happened a few times.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time. It still happens now. My mom was just telling me about it the other day.
So your mom.
She's like, yeah.
Experience. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And that's like, that's the baby shit that's happened.
Right. That's incredible. Like,
that's nothing.
That's incredible, man.
You would always feel like you're being watched in the house. So that's just kind of weird. You would see like shadow figures out of the corner of your eye.
Oh man.
Yeah. All over the house. And I never got a sense like, other than it being kind of just odd and you know it's not supposed to happen,
yeah,
it never felt menacing. It never felt evil.
Well, those
it just felt like somebody who wasn't supposed to be there.
They say those shadow figures can be the bad stuff.
Yeah. You know,
so if you're not feeling that, that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
That's a great thing.
I get the feeling that there's some crazy stuff coming.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there is.
Wow.
Yeah. The weirdest part living in that house would be like you would hear people call your name from other people's voices that lived in the house, but they weren't there. Or you would go and say, "Hey, yeah, you wanted me." And they said, "I didn't say anything." And they wouldn't hear anything.
Wow.
So it individualized whoever they were talking to.
That creeps me out, man. Yeah. That creeps me out.
Mm-hmm. It's real fun.
Wow.
And that still isn't the worst thing that's happened in that house.
I don't think I just wouldn't. I don't know. Of course, if it's attached to you, you can't move. So I guess.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Can't do much. I think that it's attached to the house because as when I left, it never followed me. But when you go home, it's still there.
But so by this time, like, how old are you now? How old are you when you're experiencing that stuff? You're still young.
Between the ages, I think, of 12 and 18 when we lived in the house.
At that time, I mean, were you just kind of like, oh, this is just part of living in the house and you just deal with it? Or does it?
No. Uh-huh.
Okay.
So when I was younger, it was kind of like really unsettling and scary. But as you get older, I think you get more accustomed to it, especially because it happens all the stinking time.
Yeah.
Did you ever? I mean, you went and told your mom that, you know, it was supposedly haunted and that the old man, or I guess the man, had died there. Mm-hmm. Did you ever have any kind of like major confrontation with your mom saying, "We can't live here, there's ghosts or there's something," you know, was there ever any kind of a big thing where you like were freaking out, you know, you as the
not
adult
at that
you
house,
tell
no.
you something because we don't know what's going on. So
no, because nothing ever felt threatening. None of us ever got hurt. So it was like sometimes I feel like, and I'll give you an instance of this, it just wanted attention. It wanted to be acknowledged that it was there and that it was now part of our family, kind of. Yeah, that's a weird way to put it, but that's, I feel like, the sense that I would get. And if you just ignore it, it's just not happy.
Okay. Well, that's, I mean, honestly, if you're going to have a haunting, at least it's a mildly annoying one.
At least it's a family man, you know?
A family member, you know? It's like a pet. It's like an annoying cat or an annoying a dog, you know, or something like that. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it could be much worse.
Yeah, it could be much worse.
So, and I am speaking way out of turn here because I don't know the terminology, but, you know, they say that that hauntings can be in a few different forms. Some are reoccurring instances of the repeats. Have you experienced that kind of stuff, or is it more on the lines of just random things?
So I don't think that this is a residual haunting. I think that he is maybe not aware that he's dead, but I think that he's aware that he has some sort of control of his environment. So he's not repeating.
Okay.
And I say he.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a he. Sure. I don't know if this is actually true or not, but it's always been the sense that it's a he.
Okay.
That's what you get. You get the impression that it's a male energy kind of a thing.
A male energy, yeah. Yeah, it's weird. But I don't think that he would ever want to cause harm.
Mm.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Well, that's a comfort there.
If you're going to pick a ghost, then, I mean, it might as well be somebody that wants to, you know, be cool.
Yep. Although sometimes, like, he wants so much attention that it gets really annoying or it scares other people. So one time my family was having a cookout, and I don't know if that's like a Midwest term. I'm not sure what else it would be called.
Oh,
a barbecue.
No,
there we
good.
Go.
Yep. Yeah, barbecue.
Yeah. Yep. Cookout barbecue.
Sure.
So they had family friends over, and I was in the living room, and my parents have this little, I don't even, like a tchotchke holder full of little trinkets on it. Mm-hmm. And one of those little trinkets is a iron wheelbarrow. So it's pretty heavy. It was about 5 inches long, maybe 3 inches in height. Mm-hmm. So it's not a light object. It's pretty, it's decently heavy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So my stepdad, and I was so mad at this because it's like, oh, he begs for this shit to happen and then he leaves and he misses it. So he stepped out. Yeah. He stepped out onto the patio and closed the door behind him. And not even 2 seconds after the door's closed, the wheelbarrow lifts off of this little tchotchke shelf and flies across the room.
Whoa.
Wow.
Lifts off.
Whoa.
And flies.
Whoa.
And my parents' friend happened to be in the kitchen looking through the pass-through and saw the whole thing. I looked at her and said, did you see that? And she looked at me terrified and said, don't talk about it. And walked out of the house as quickly as she could.
Whoa.
Whoa.
How old was she? How old was she?
She was, I don't want to insult her. She probably won't listen.
She's an adult. Was she an adult?
Probably
or
40s. Oh. Yeah, okay. 40s.
Wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm. And at this point, I was 17. So.
Now.
Yeah.
So that was
and
that.
She just split. She was like, deuces.
She just said, don't talk about it. I'm out.
Yeah. I would have been. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Well, you know, if she's your mom's friend, your mom's always telling her, oh, yeah, like our pet ghost does all these crazy things. And, you know, she's probably said that and she was probably always like rolling her eyes at your mom. And then all of a sudden she sees that, legitimizes it. And yeah, just can't deal and just out. Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Damn.
And I thought maybe, like looking back, and then I was like, maybe it was like the vibration from the door, but that would have to break the laws of physics because it lifted up and flew across the room.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, the ghost must have just been mad that we didn't give him an invite.
Damn, that's intense, man. Now we've had stories of things falling off shelves,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
stuff like that, but having something hummed across the room. I don't think we had anything, not really.
I mean, we had Bucky tell us about the picture frame that fell on his friend.
Right.
But like, and other things that like may have been moved or whatever, but nothing that where anybody necessarily saw it happen.
Yeah.
Directly. Yeah.
Yes.
And this was two people.
Right. And that thing you said was like, it was iron, and that probably the size you describe it, what I would imagine it would at least be the heft of a can of Coke or something like that.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's not light.
Yeah.
It just to be, and that, so wind in a house, wind just does not move things like that.
Mm-mm. No.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
And then,
you're blowing my mind.
I love how I love your mom's friend is just out of
gone. It was actually really funny to see at the time. I tried not to laugh because I didn't want to like make her feel bad, but I was just like, it's like if we talk about it, it's still gonna happen. Yeah,
right.
She left. She didn't just go outside. She left gone. She got her car and left, huh?
No, she just went outside because we were still like in the midst of this cookout. So she was like, and she didn't come back inside.
That's
for the rest of the night.
That's crazy.
Not once.
That's
but the last kind of thing that I have, I think, for that house before I get into the stupidity of myself. Yeah, this next experience is stupid. This is stupid me. But anyway, the last experience in this house. So it was my first summer back from undergrad. And we have like a little wet room that is like a little laundry room at the back of the house, like a back entrance. And we have this door there. And as a preface, the door never opens by itself, so I'll just say that. So I'm in the kitchen, probably like eating something super unhealthy because I got a peck on that freshman 15.
Right.
And
20
the
for me.
Door opens. Yeah, the door opens.
Mm.
And I went, that's weird. Like maybe it just wasn't closed all the way and maybe the wind blew it open, whatever. And it's not just the door by itself. Like there's also, so the door opens inward, but there's also a wind door that opens outward. So the probability of the wind actually opening this door is unlikely because there are two doors, that one and the other one, and they both open separate directions. So I go and close the door and I deadbolt it. I continue what I'm doing in the kitchen. I look up, the door's open again. Wow. And it was deadbolted.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so, definitely not the wind.
No, it isn't. No, it's not. So I go close the door again. At this point, I know what's happening. I already know. So I close it, double lock it, the deadbolt and the main knob. So I double lock it, get back in the kitchen, look up again, door's open.
Wow.
So at this point, I more than anything, I'm not afraid. I'm frustrated because I have to keep interrupting my snack to fucking close the door. And I get hangry. So
do I.
Yeah, like bad. So I go, close this door, deadbolt it, lock it again, go back to the kitchen, back to what I'm doing. Few minutes later, look back up, the door's open. Yet again. Wow. So I get so frustrated. I again become confrontational and I say, fucking stop it. I said, enough. Knock it off. So I go and close the door, lock it twice again, and it doesn't open again.
Wow. So we want to try an experiment. We want to get stories from you, the listener, for us to read on air.
What we're saying is if you don't feel comfortable being interviewed on air, you can type up your story and send it to us, and we will have it read, and we'll share your story that way.
It'll be a cross between us telling your story and our reactions to your story.
So what we'll probably do is have a third party read your stories, and we'll react as we typically do.
And we want to try this as an experiment. It's an idea that we've come up with.
Now, granted, we can't ask you the questions we would normally ask someone who is involved in the story, but we may have our reader just make up stuff.
That could be part of the charm.
And it's a little silly, but we're going to try it, and it'll be fun.
Golly,
now,
man.
Have you or anyone in your family tried to establish a connection, like, you know, like using a medium or like a Ouija board to find out the name of this?
Nope. Probably never will.
Yeah.
I will never touch it.
That's something.
I don't blame.
Yeah.
I don't blame.
Man,
I don't
you don't
want to
play with that stuff, man.
Well, here's where it gets into the stupidity, because okay. I did play with it.
Oh.
After having all of these fucking experiences in my life, what do I do in college? I play with a Ouija board. Oh. What else do you need?
Yeah. Well, you're already halfway to the crazy side, so might as well step a little bit further.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I said, you know what? Whatever. Let's play with a Ouija board.
Yeah.
That's super smart.
Absolutely.
And let's play not knowing the rules, how to close the board out,
oh,
how to properly
yeah.
communicate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I know now how stupid I am.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So what happened there?
So, one night my friends and I get a wild hair up our ass, and we're like, let's play with the Ouija board. Glow in the dark. So let's do it with the lights out and a candle lit. Probably not very smart. Nope. Not smart. So we're sitting on the dorm room floor. It's like probably a group of 10 of us in this room, but like only four of us can fit on the board at a time. So we play And, like, at first we're all just fucking with each other, like, asking dumbass questions, like, oh, am I going to pass this exam? And, like, somebody will move it directly to no, you dumb C-word. Something like that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, please censor yourself at this point in the show.
Well, I know. I don't know if the C-word is really appropriate. So many E's you could put on a podcast, you know.
We mark it explicit because, you know, because we're being real. You know, I mean, people cuss, people swear, and we want people just to be real. And so if you real you, and this is the real you, because I know you. Yeah. Is swearing like a sailor, by all
very ladylike.
Continue to do so.
Yes. So eventually we stop messing with each other, and two girls get off the board because they start to get scared. I didn't really take this as a sign of anything. I was just like, well, they get off the board. They're afraid. That's okay. So two other people hop on, and like the planchette starts moving. And none of us, like, you know how when you put your fingers on the board and it's just like kind of shaking because you're like barely touching it, like trying so hard not to put any pressure. All four of us, our fingers were like that. So all of a sudden the board and the planchette starts moving to the same four letters. And it's not Zozo or anything like that. It's not like going back and forth at a rainbow or an affinity eight. It's nothing like that. So, and at the time I had no idea what that meant.
Was it the C word that you just, you know, didn't use?
C-U-N-T. Yeah, if only. If only, because then it would actually be right, and I know people wouldn't be joking about it. Because that's truth. So okay. We're sitting there, and it keeps doing it, and we all take our hands off the board. We're like, I'm not doing that, like claiming, I didn't do that. Did you do that? No, I didn't do that. Nobody did that. And then one knock on the door on the outside, just a single knock. So we're like, okay, like we know, and I knew that my friends knew that we were playing with it and they didn't want to be part of it. So I was like, it's just them. They're just fucking with us. Like, it's not a big deal. But everybody at this point was too afraid to get up and check. So, of course, here's me being a dumbass. I check. So I go out. Look both ways down the hallway. I'm like, okay, guys, that's not funny. And I didn't, like, see anybody, didn't hear anything. Nothing weird happened in the hallway. But, like, all of a sudden, I get this urge to kind of, like, scan the outside of the door. So the door frame, like, I scan, I don't know why. Like, I got the feeling, like, look at the door frame. Just this feeling. And then above the door is a dedication plaque. And guess whose initials we kept getting on the board? Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yep. The man named on the plaque. He had four names, and I can't remember. I have no idea what it is now, because I was like, that's coincidence, because I'm stupid. No, it's not coincidence. But it was those four letters. And I just looked inside the room, and I said, you guys, all 10 of us looked outside of the room. And looked at this plaque. I said, who knew about this? Because I was like, somebody knows about this. Yeah. Somebody's fucking with them.
Yeah.
They're like, and the two guys who lived in the room, they're like, we didn't even know that there was a plaque on the door. Because it was so old.
Yeah.
And kind of like, it melded in.
This was at a dorm.
Yeah, this was in a dorm.
At the private school that you went to the university.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it had been around for a while.
Yes, and this was actually the oldest building on campus.
Oh, man. Wow.
And it happened to be a dorm, so great.
Wow.
So we just, at that point, we didn't know to close out the board, so we just, like, left. We're like, okay, we're done. Like, this is too real.
Okay,
done.
So for people that don't know, because I'm one of them, I mean, what is that, closing out the board? What does that mean?
You have to end the line of communication. If you don't, you leave open, essentially, it could be like a portal to the other side, so okay. Something could come through.
Okay.
Or that communication just never goes away.
So it's a part of
that. So you have to, like,
ceremony.
Say goodbye.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
All right, so obviously you know a little bit more about this than we do. You're saying that...
This is my jam.
You're saying that there's... there was meaning. There's a meaning behind the way the the planchette is moving and making forms. There's meaning behind that. So
what are those?
Yeah.
So there's actually a Ouija board demon that specifically comes out if you use the Ouija board. And I'm not going to say his name because if you do, you could summon him. Let's just say it's spelled Z-O-Z-O.
Okay.
And if you get that repeatedly on the board, that's him coming through. If you do a figure eight, that's him coming through. Mm. If you go across the board in a rainbow fashion, that could be him coming through. So all kinds of things that could come through, and it's not always him, but you could also get like a bad spirit, and there might be other Ouija board demons, but he's like the main one.
Okay. Wow.
So if you research him, I thankfully have never had contact with him and hopefully never will.
Yeah.
And is that, is the alternate spelling with the S on the for the second Z, like the,
so like he has the Led Zeppelin spells.
Album.
That's exactly what I was thinking, Adam.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's what it, yeah. Because Zeppelin was big into, they were big into a lot of the occult. Yeah. So, and Aleister Crowley and
yeah, I was like just going to say Crowley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. So.
Man.
Uh-huh.
You guys did missed it because you can't see anything because it's a podcast, but I just did the pose that of the famous Aleister Crowley with his hands on his face and his triangle hat. So, you know,
fascinating. Now,
I think that whatever Ouija board thing we did do did keep some kind of line of communication open with something. Mm-hmm. So I think like May over the next 2 months after the Ouija board experience, weird shit was happening specifically to me. So the first one was like, one day, the showers on our side of the dorm were full, so I had to go to the other side of the dorm. So I went and took a shower, and in the midst of the shower, like in the middle of it, my back started burning, like so bad. So I was like, that is the strangest thing. It's like, maybe like the shower's too hot, but it was just in one spot. So I was like, that's weird. It's burning so badly. So I stopped at my friend's dorm room, which was like on the way to mine. I said, will you look at my back? It's burning. And she goes, you have 3 scratches and a handprint on your back. Whoa. Uh-huh.
Damn.
And I was like, well, maybe I could have scratched myself, but I have 0 shoulder flexibility. So like where the scratch was, I couldn't have reached except for like the last one. And where the hand would was like impossible because it would be like taking my hand straight up like normal, not upside down.
Okay.
So we have to be like,
It was across the back, or up and down the back.
It was like across
the back.
So it's like really hard to do because I have no shoulder flexibility. And my shoulder is like, maybe it's me. Like maybe I just like scratched myself by accident or something. She's like, your arm's not moving like that. And she said it was a perfect handprint. And this was before the days of having the popular cell phone cameras. So this was like a few years prior to those being popularized.
Sure.
Like smartphones had kind of just come out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And nobody could afford them.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that was the first thing that happened.
Okay.
And where on your back was the hand? Like the scratch, and so it was like middle of the back, or
like I know neither of you wear a bra, but it's like, kind of where the bra.
So the shoulder blades. So I know.
So
around the shoulder blades, and so somewhere around that, like the shoulder blade area,
like just under the arm, just underneath just the under. Shoulder blades. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So right there, kind of. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So right there, full handprint scratches, and it was 3 scratches, which is not a good sign.
No.
Yeah. But I don't know. But then like a week after that, I had either had like prep musical practice or something like that. But I came back later and my roommate was sitting on her side of the room, hunched like on her bed. And she looked at me and she goes, hey, don't get mad, but your mirror shattered. And I said, what? She goes, yeah, your mirror shattered, but I didn't do it. And I said, oh, like, did it fall over or something? She said, no. She said, I left it for you to look at so you wouldn't think that I did it and that it didn't fall. She said, I didn't clean it up or anything either. And she had no idea about the whole Ouija board thing. Like, we'd never talked. So for her to, like, actually say something to me was kind of a big deal. And she was just like, I left it there and it shattered. Wow. I said, okay. So I walk up to my mirror. I see it. And it looked like somebody had either thrown something at it or there was, like, somebody punched it. Because there was, like, a circular kind of hole in the middle, like how a mirror breaks in that way. Mm-hmm. And then all the shards around it were down. So it didn't, like, break in half or fall down. And it was centralized.
Wow.
So I don't know if she maybe just threw something and said that that happened, but she said it just went poop and shattered. She said it made a popping noise and poof.
And this is a week after the scratches in the hand.
Yep, a week after the scratches in the handprint.
And how long was it after the Ouija board incident? Like before the first scratches? How long before that?
It was long enough for me to like not think about the Ouija board anymore. So I would say probably like a month.
Okay.
A month after.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. And then nothing after that really happened aside from 2 years after that. I moved into a townhouse, sort of an apartment on campus. So it'd be like, you know what I mean? Half and half. So somebody lives on one half. We lived on the other.
Uh-huh. Right.
And it
condo,
was
or a duplex. Duplex.
Yeah, yeah, like a duplex. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So 2 weeks before we're supposed to move out, my friend and I are like sitting in the living room getting ready for our job, our work study job. And the house starts shaking violently, like just like vibrating from the inside. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, this is weird. And so I immediately ran outside and the outside wasn't shaking. Walk back in the house. It's still vibrating so hard. My friend is terrified because I'm like, nothing, there's nothing outside. It's not shaking outside. And it's only shaking in here. And I don't know if like maybe my neighbors had done something, but it was like, it was such violent shaking that it should have been shaking outside. Like you should have felt.
Wow.
Was there any noise? Any noise that was going on? I imagine it sounds like everything's being shaken, but like, was there any kind of like other noise that you could hear?
It kind of sounded like if something were moving in a construction site kind of a thing, but without the beeps. So just like that.
Oh. So like there that. Wasn't somebody coming by basing out in their car.
No. So,
like, okay.
And I looked for construction because I was like, it has to be like some big piece of machinery doing this. Nothing was outside. Wasn't shaking outside. Just in the house.
Well,
and this never happened before.
Never happened before.
We have quite a few earthquakes around here. And earthquakes are quiet. But you hear, sometimes you'll hear like things creaking, you know, as it gets, you know, heavier and heavier. But if you have a sound, you know, that's also involved, that would be, I don't know what that would be.
I don't know.
That's weird.
But that area, or at least as far as I know of Ohio, is not prone to earthquakes.
No, Ohio is not prone to earthquakes. Crazy. Nothing. Yeah. So I don't know what that was about. And I just looked at my friend. She was obviously terrified. And I just said, come on, let's just go. And we left.
Damn.
Yeah.
And again, another person there to confirm.
Yep.
Wow.
Did it happen again? Did it ever happen again?
Never happened again. Nope.
But you were getting ready to move out though as well, weren't you? That's crazy.
Never happened.
Anything else happen in that house while you were there?
No. Just one rogue experience. It's the only thing.
But a pretty big one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enough that you
remember. So I don't know if, like, it was mad because I was moving. I don't know. But it was 2 weeks before move-out date. And it just got pissed, I guess.
Wow.
Did you talk to, were you friendly with the people on the other side of the wall? Did you talk to them and ask them if they experienced it or anything like
that? No, no. I was just like, you know what? I'm just not going to talk about it because it felt bad enough. And I don't mean like bad as in, you know, but emotionally bad. Like it felt harmful.
Right.
So I was just like, I'm not going to talk about it.
Wow.
I'd rather not bring it up. And the way my friend reacted instantly was kind of weird because usually she's not the person to right off the bat be afraid of something. But as soon as it started, she was like scared.
Hmm.
So
that's pretty heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is, man.
Still don't know the reason for that one.
Man. You've had some crazy shit happen to you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you would think that I've done like a lot of drugs or something, but nope.
Man.
Yeah, and we're still ramping up though, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. It just gets worse.
Follow us on our journey through the weird wide world on our social media sites. Our Instagram is What's Your Weird Story. Remember that your is spelled Y-E-R. So that's WHATSYERWEIRDSTORY. You can find us on Twitter at What's Your Weird. We have the What's Your Weird Story podcast Facebook page. We're also at www.whatsyourweirdstory.com. Feel free to drop us a line through any of the social media platforms. Just remember that the What's Your Weird Story podcast doesn't exist without your stories. If you have something interesting and weird to share, please get in touch.
So my last year of undergrad, nothing really happened. And I'm kind of thankful for that. So that's fine. My first year of grad school, besides like stress and a lot of crying and tears and being pissed off, nothing happened. But my second year is where something interesting happened, and I actually made my grad thesis about it. I was raped in my dream by a shadow man. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't realize, I didn't make a connection. I didn't make any kind of, I mean, I knew what your piece was because we were very weird at there together in grad school.
Yes.
I think I mentioned that before. But that's how we met. We've been friends from grad school at UC in the fine MFA fine arts whatever there. And maybe you've got a video of your piece, right?
I think so.
We could,
I think
maybe
I still have it.
If you still got that, I know I may have some pictures. But if you've got video, we can throw that up on the website if you're cool with that, just so people can look at it to get an idea. It's a really awesome, really awesome thing that she did. But I didn't make the connection that there was
more to it.
More to it than on the, because I mean, I know you addressed the narcolepsy kind of thing that with it. And that was a big thrust of it. But I think I heard you more talking about the theory and the, you know, everything that we, the contemporariness and all of that.
Yeah,
the buzzword stuff.
Yeah. Fuck that word.
Yeah, we had fun. with the buzzword, the art world explanation, I guess. And not really, and I know a little bit of the personal connection, but nothing like what I assume you're getting ready to tell us. Wow. Okay, well, go ahead, tell us,
so in narcolepsy, like, one of the main symptoms is to experience sleep paralysis, and that's almost any time you fall asleep you experience sleep paralysis or wake up from sleep. And sleep paralysis is shit. So basically, the scientific this isn't as scientific as it should be, but you know, in layman's terms, basically your body is paralyzed because it thinks that it's still in REM sleep. And in REM sleep is typically where your brain is active and allows you to dream. So your body stays paralyzed. And because your body thinks that you're still in REM sleep, you hallucinate because you're waking up and you might be able to see out, but because your brain still thinks it's sleeping, it's still sending you images.
Okay.
And most often people see black shadow figures or old hags.
Okay.
And it's because your body's paralyzed. The fear plays into what your mind starts to think.
Okay.
But I had already been experiencing sleep paralysis for like years now. So I have actually somehow like made up this fake character to get me out of sleep paralysis. So I know when I'm in sleep paralysis, and I have designed my own specialty coach to coach me through it. And I don't see things anymore because this coach is always there saying, okay, let's start by moving your toe. Let's start by wiggling this or doing this. Let's slow down your breathing. Nothing's happening. You're fine. And in this strange occurrence happened, this sleep paralysis, I don't know if it was brought on by such extreme stress from grad school or if it could be paranormal, I don't know. But this sleep paralysis, my coach wasn't there, but I still was aware kind of that I was in sleep paralysis.
Well, the stress alone could have opened you up to, or, you know, your defenses are lowered because anytime you're, you know, you're stressed out about something, your focus is on the stressor and not on everything else around you.
Exactly.
And so you can slip into, you know, do all sorts of things, you know, like you could stress eat or you could, you know, whatever that you would normally kind of like keep at the back of your mind or your, but you know, your defenses are down, I guess is what I'm getting to. So that's possibly why you were so susceptible to this, this attack.
Right. So I know that I'm in sleep paralysis while I'm kind of like in this hallucination and I can't move. I can't speak, but all of a sudden I hear or not hear, I feel a weight on my bed and it's right next to me. So like as if somebody were sleeping next to me. And all of a sudden, like I feel my clothes being taken off and being raped, to put it quite literally. I was raped. So finally I'm free of this. I turn around, I see the shadow man, and then I wake up. I'm free of this sleep paralysis.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So this was this was a real thing. Like
I think that it's real.
Yeah.
Yeah. It felt real, but it also felt like it almost could have been in like a whole nother world sort of a thing. So it's like that feeling of dreaming, but being awake.
Right.
It's very strange. Yeah. It's a strange feeling.
Wow.
So, but I woke up and I had felt violated. And that doesn't leave you.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's hard to address. I mean, that's hard to like. I don't, you know,
I feel unqualified to say anything, so I'll just, I'll take
no, it back you can say whatever. I mean, no, it's fine.
I think that, you know, how you process that with your art, you made something that was, if not, it wasn't, it's not violent, but it definitely gives you the impression, especially seeing it in person. When it was projected, because she had a bed that she had hung on the wall like a painting, and she had this really awesome fabric blanket on it and everything, and she projected this figure onto it, and it was a shadow figure basically.
Okay.
And it was just, it was moving on the bed, and you could see that what it was doing, it was like kind of like moving towards someone and like another object, a person that wasn't there.
Right.
Yeah.
And that putting all of that together, that really adds a whole dimension to it. And like just an eeriness and a creepiness that is that, but that it was an incredible piece. And one of my favorite of
our shows
and everything. I don't know if I ever told you that, but definitely one of my favorites of that entire class, our group. It was just really phenomenal. But just having all that extra information now makes me appreciate that. And also, like, you know, express, you know, obviously I feel bad that that happened to you, you know, and it's such a more bizarre situation because, you know, I don't know how to say I'm sorry. You know, I feel bad.
Well, you know, I still feel I'm like, was that real? Like, is this real?
Yeah. Right, right.
And that's the thing. I don't think I'm ever going to know.
Yeah.
Right. I don't think I'm ever going to know. So the only thing that you can do with that is make something with it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And the feeling was real. And the cool thing is that it gave you, as fucked up as it sounds, an inspiration to create something out of it. You know,
mm-hmm.
you take something bad and you do something with it, you know,
exactly.
Enlighten people, you know,
and it mm-hmm. was like, again, you know, not to blow too much air up your skirt or whatever, but it was definitely like you struggled a lot in school. And because we were like completely like overwhelmed a lot of this, especially that first year. And you know, most of us were, you know,
especially due to things to one professor, you know, yeah. Tate still fucking hate you if you're listening.
So, but that really was like, it was a quantum leap. I mean, it was a whole game changer for you
to
have that. And you developed it and you researched it and you really mm-hmm. pushed yourself into a whole other area because you had to learn a lot of extra tasks and talents and develop these things to, you know, abilities to do this stuff where, you know, and I just painted, you know, but I mean, that's what I do.
Shit, but I can't do that.
You know, but you took yours, but I applaud you so much for like disciplining yourself to the full extent of getting this piece of work together by learning all these other new things and tackling all this stuff. But, you know, I mean, and dealing and being vulnerable, really, with all of that. Because, I mean, you weren't entirely as open then as you are now about this experience.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Yeah. Well, imagine trying to tell a bunch of fucking grad school kids and professors exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, but again, that underlines the point of this podcast is that we're here so that you can tell these fucked up things, these crazy weird things that happened to you that if you tried to tell your coworkers or your friends, your social peers, your whatever, the people you work with, which I just said coworkers, but still you try to tell anybody, you know, and they look at you like you're crazy. You know, and I mean, I know you. I know you're crazy, but I know you're not insane.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm still crazy.
But you're very down to earth. At the same time, I mean, and you're a very honest person, and that's something. So you know, I vouch for you on all of this.
Yeah.
And I'm learning all these things, all these new things I'm learning because again, this is stuff that you don't tell people about, but you know, but we all love hearing this stuff and we all are like, wow, we're blown away, you know, and I'm babbling because I'm trying to process it all right now. But you know, that's what we're here for is so that we can all like just be, hey, you know, we can all sit around the campfire and hold hands and, you know, seeing Wonderwall and just say we're all here together, you know, it's the last night of church camp, you know,
of church camp.
Because people do have the crazy stories and they don't feel like they can share them, and everybody always has the same thing to say. It's like, nobody's gonna take me seriously, and by saying this I've just put myself into the crazy category.
Exactly. Yep. Which makes saying this next thing really stinking hard, because there's been a resurgence of the Shadow Man.
Okay.
Only this time in waking life.
Ho, 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 ho. I'm still working on the laugh. But you know, it's been my lifelong ambition to be Santa Claus, a real life Santa.
You've been talking about that for quite a while.
Dude, I've been born with the body. I am designed by nature to be Santa Claus. I've got Beyond Dad Bod. I've got Santa Bod. So, you guys out there in What's Your Weird Story Land, we're coming up on Christmas. Even if you don't celebrate Christmas or any of the other end of the year holidays, we thought it'd be cool to have a themed story episode.
If you saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus, if you saw something coming down the chimney, if you experienced a Christmas miracle, any of those things, we would love to hear it.
You know, I swear at one time I saw Rudolph's red light.
I'm sure.
It snows. I swear that, dude.
Absolutely. Of course.
Yeah. So, you know, if you got that stuff, man, we would love to hear that. And it'll be fun and lighthearted. Or even if it's dark, we want to hear it. And we'll have a special. And that'll be fun. So cool. Awesome. Ho, ho, ho. Yeah. I don't know where that came from.
So, I don't know if Adam told you.
I don't know any of this. I know nothing.
Nothing. Okay.
Nothing.
Little. That's one
a year ago. Yeah, a year ago, I had brain surgery because my brain had started descending into my spinal column. So it was essentially being crushed on itself and it was blocking spinal fluid. So I was experiencing a whole whatever thing of symptoms, and that's super fun because your brain can't be crushed, obviously. So, recovering from that, and I started getting like a lot better really quickly, and I had finished physical therapy, all of that, and then all of a sudden everything plateaued and things stopped getting better, and then things started getting worse because a lot of the pain that I was feeling started to come back. And now I know that's because my occipital nerves in the back of my head are all fucked up from the surgery. And that, I don't know if you've ever experienced nerve pain, but it's so painful.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It hurts so badly.
Yes.
And I don't like to take pain meds. Yeah. So that was never an option for me. So I was really like feeling down, like I wanted to die almost every day for a month.
Yeah.
Because I was in so much pain and felt like nothing was going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not the way to feel if you have a shadow person in your life.
Yeah.
So, and I think this is maybe what conjured this
thing. Because there's a vulnerability there or something, right?
Yeah. 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 Vulnerability and just like bad moods, just not good. Not good stuff anyway around it.
Yeah.
So I'm standing in the hallway, but I'm like looking at the room now. That's why my eyes are darting, because I'm like, fuck, like I'm going to say it. I'm going to see it. But I'm standing in the hallway and I'm talking to my husband through the door as he's using the bathroom, because I don't have any boundaries. So no safe is
that's great.
No space is safe is what I meant. Yeah. So I'm standing there talking to him through the door, and both of my dogs are by my feet, and this will come into play later. So they're both by my feet, and I look up and I'm looking into this darkened room, but it has like blackout curtains, but it's still light outside and there's like light peering through. So the room is essentially backlit. And I'm looking in the room, and all of a sudden, this 7 foot tall black figure is right in the center of the room. And I can see it like heaving, like its chest is going. I don't even know how to explain it. Like,
I know,
almost like
saying.
It just ran a marathon.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's going kind of like that, but without the noise. There's no noise. It's silent.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see, and it's hunched over and it's 7 foot. And I can see its chest heaving, and I'm staring at it because at this point I know, don't look away because then it's going to leave. Don't look away. Keep looking at it.
Yeah.
And this is what's going on in my head. And Chad, who's my husband, walks out of the bathroom And all of a sudden, this shadow figure darts from my vision. And I'm looking straight at it. It darts, but it's not like a running that it darts to the side. It doesn't run, and it's also not like a smooth glide. It's like somewhere in between. It's the most unnatural movement I've ever seen in my life.
Okay.
And I screamed. I screamed in front of Chad. Chad's like, what? What? What's going on? What's going on? I said, there's something in the room. There's something in the room. So, and I couldn't go in there. And both of my dogs, as soon as it darted, ran away. Oh. So I know that it wasn't just me.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So Chad went and looked in the room and there was nothing there. And then I somehow got courage and walked in there and looked and there was nothing there. And I told him, I was like, I swear to God, this is what I saw. Wow. It was there.
So this wasn't a vision of like smoke or something like that. It was like it's a figure. It's a
black,
like a human
blacker
figure.
Blacker than black. So, wow. Like devoid of any light, black figure.
It's,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, go ahead, Ed.
Can you, I mean, like, this is where I can get to use my famous line. Did it have a discernible shape? I mean, did it have like our friend Meatus from the first episode, uh-huh. Described his mother saw one and it said she had like a big top hat, like Abe Lincoln. Did your shadow?
And that's another shadow figure that's pretty common for people. Yeah. And that one is like the gatherer of souls or something having to do with gathering of death, but not like death. It's kind of weird.
Wow.
Okay. So it was almost like an omen of death.
Right,
is.
Right. Right.
Okay.
So what about your guy?
Top hat. Just like if I had to equate it to anything, kind of looked like Venom, but just a silhouette.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Wow.
But man, it was bigger than that.
Yeah. Wow.
And so, have there been other occurrences or?
I haven't directly seen him again since, but there have been like weird, and we live in a fairly new house. Like it was built in 2008. Nothing's happened here.
Mm-hmm.
So like for things to happen is weird.
Yeah.
And I get a bad feeling when things do happen. Mm-hmm. So recently, since then, like things have just kind of not like ramped up, but like weird things happen every now and again that like really can't be explained. And one of the most, I guess, kind of recent ones is, and this is all really recent. So I sleep with an eye mask on usually.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of, because if I have sleep paralysis, if you have something over your eyes, you can't see anything. Fair.
Yeah.
So I sleep with one on and I woke up one morning and it had just disappeared. And it's not an easy thing to like take off. It's like elastic and it's stuck to your head. Like I'll fall asleep and it might shift a little, but it doesn't fall off.
Right.
So it just disappeared. Poof, gone. So I wait around a couple weeks. I'm like, it's got to pop up. It's going to be here somewhere. And then it just never did. So after a few weeks, I went and bought another one. And the day that I came home with the new one, guess what's sticking out between my mattress and my box spring?
Of course.
Barely sticking out. It's wedged between there. The old one, the old eye mask, is wedged between the mattress and the box spring.
Wow.
Without somebody physically putting it there, how?
It doesn't get in there.
No, that doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah. Yep. So then, that was whatever. I just like took it out. I was like, I'm not even going to acknowledge it. Like, I'm not going to say anything about it. It's just fucking weird. So then I've got my new eye mask. Fine, whatever. I sleep with it for about 2 weeks. And then I wake up the next morning. It's not on my face again. I'm like, oh, fuck. Here we go again. But I wake up and obviously I wake up and go to the bathroom first because like I always have to pee like a racehorse because there's no better time to drink water than right before bed.
Of course.
Yep.
For anybody out there,
guilty.
Don't do that.
Yeah,
so me bad. Too. So I go and head into the bathroom, and it was like, oh, it was so weird. Like, it skeeves me out. The eye mask is on my bathroom floor in the middle of the bathroom on the bath mat, perfectly placed on the corner. Like, perfectly placed on the corner. Like, could not line up better. with the edge of this bath mat.
Damn, man.
And I was like, well, you know, maybe one of my dogs did it, but it's like, how the fuck, like, they're both idiots.
How did
idiots.
The dog get it off your face?
Yeah, exactly.
That's.
I was like, well, maybe, like, I slept pretty deep and the dog just, like, ripped it off my head. But, like, it being placed on the bath mat perfectly in the corner.
Wow.
Nah.
Wow. If,
you know, you might go and find one of those occult shops. There's one that I can point you out that I found. And I'll tell you about it. And you could maybe, you know, you might just, for, you know, hashing your bets or whatever, safety. go get some sage and burn it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I honestly, like, I've never had any kind of like ghost experience. I've never had anything like this. I don't know about how to deal with this stuff, but you know, to me, that seems to be one of the things that they're always doing on, like, the ghost.
And if this were, like, a spirit, I think that I would, but I'm more hesitant because I'm not sure what this is.
Right.
Right. Right.
So, like, saging could ultimately piss it the fuck off.
This is true.
So I need to find somebody who knows
something exactly about what,
like,
to do.
Cleansing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'm afraid to smudge because I don't know what's going to happen.
That's true. You might be playing with stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Good idea. Yeah. Good idea. I don't know.
Maybe there's somebody at that shop who will know.
Yeah. Do something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that would be, because, you know, and I'm going to go way off course here in a way. But did you guys ever see the movie with Left Eye Lopez about her before she died from TLC?
I saw, I think, a documentary, but I don't think I saw a movie.
Watch it. It is intense. She starts getting visited. She moves to South America. She's drawn to it. And she starts seeing things. And she starts, like, same thing, shadow figures and thing. I think shadow figures are involved. She ends up dying in a car wreck.
And
they're filming it. They film, there's the footage of it. And the whole thing, it starts getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse until finally, boom, it's like, it's scary, man. It is freaking scary.
Yeah.
So just protect yourself, you know. That's all I can say. Figure out, try to do something.
Yeah, I need to.
You know, because you start playing around with that.
It just sucks because, like, also my other half doesn't really believe any of this.
Right.
So
right.
It's kind of like, oh, well, you're a crazy bitch. At this point, like, I would like to do something because I've now heard, like, voices, and it's mimic voices again, and, like, calling my name.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go and ask him, like, oh, did you call me? No, I didn't say anything. So.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, like we learned a couple episodes ago, some people are more attuned to these things than others, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Can be. You know, so.
Right.
It really seems to be that way. And it seems that you've got some kind of, you know, you're tuned in somehow. So.
Yeah,
definitely.
Wow. Oh my god, and I completely forgot to mention, and this is what makes me think, like, maybe it could be. I can't believe I forgot this. So in 2017, my grandmother passed away, and I don't really know the reason why. She was diabetic and was not good at taking her medication or, like, watching her sugar, so I'm sure it had to do with that. But 2 days before she died, she appeared to me in my sleep, and it was like another occurrence. Like, I was in my bed. It wasn't like a full-on dream or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But, so I was in my bed, all the lights were on. I could see my dog, 'cause I only had one then. And she was in my bedroom doorway. She didn't say anything, but she was just standing there waving, like, almost like saying goodbye.
Wow.
And at the time I didn't, like, put 2 and 6 together because.
Yeah. That's intense.
And then 2 days later she passed away.
Man. Wow.
Yeah.
I've had something like that happen to me.
It's weird.
Yeah, not when she was alive, but when she passed, my grandmother. Yep. I was visited by her, and if nobody's ever had something like that happen, it's unforgettable.
That's enough. You're gonna have to elaborate on that story sometime.
I will definitely.
Yeah. I'll definitely be listening.
Yeah.
That reminds me of when Bucky was talking about how he saw
his grandfather. His grandfather was asleep on the bed in real life, but then he was another version of him that was
with the jaundice. That is so crazy. Yeah, it's just like how, and I still don't know how, like when they're alive, how you see this.
I'm a firm believer in that. In some way, they're projecting a thought or an idea in the direction that they want it to go, to the people that they want it to go to, and it's like they're mustering up. Because when you pass away, I didn't know this before my grandparents passed away, but you know, body goes through physical stages and mental stages, and it can be, you know, they're mustering up enough energy to stay alive, which is no small feat. It's incredibly difficult to keep yourself alive. So a lot of time they're focusing on different things. They're focusing on, they hear everything you say when they're in that state. You know, they're comatose, but they hear everything. And I believe they muster up enough energy in some way to do those things. I just believe it. I believe it, man. You know?
Yeah.
We don't know enough. We don't know.
Heck no.
So. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Intense. Really.
That.
I mean, you just really blew me away. Seriously. We haven't had anybody that has had this many occurrences.
Yeah, yeah. you may be a 2-episode special here. You know?
Oh God!
No, good. It's good.
Because I've been looking at the clock. We've been going for well over an hour or so, but it's fantastic. It's great. Yeah.
It's great.
You said 4 to 6. I'm like, I think that's enough time.
Yeah. Wow. No, we're fine. Yeah, that's. Yeah,
I'm sure there will be more as life goes on. Please, and I'm only 26. Okay. So
yeah, she's young. Wow. And
yeah. So, I'm sure there will be a ton more.
Yeah. Keep us in the loop, you know.
Yeah, well.
And if you remember more, if some of the repressed memories come back.
Yeah. There've been like minor things like being in a graveyard and getting a bad sense, and sometimes you'll be in a graveyard and feel nothing, kind of a thing. Yeah. And there's one time that we all went like ghost hunting, and this was in high school. And I remember I could see like blue, almost orb like things darting between the graves.
That's like Kim.
Like, I was going to say you've had one on here. Yeah. Yeah. With
brother, you know, and a friend of mine who doesn't think she has any stories for the podcast told me a story. She was sitting on her back porch and she with her dog and her then boyfriend. And they were just sitting there, and all of a sudden she saw these three blue orbs floating in the back, and like she noticed them, and then she looked at her boyfriend noticed them, and their dog noticed them. And the dog was a puppy and was always excitable and was not at that moment was focused on whatever these things were. So you know what I mean, you know, and that's the thing, it's like everybody, it's like you don't need to have a massive epic tome of this huge story. It can be all these little things. It can be one small thing that's weird and that you had, and that's your experience.
Just unexplainable. Yep.
Yeah, and that's fine, and we want to hear that, you know. And or you can have, you know, a ton of stuff like you, and we still want to hear it because it's
hopefully
fun.
You don't though.
You know, and you were hesitant to tell.
Yeah.
And you told, but you know, I got to say, it was great having you on for sure because you told these stories that are incredible and just amazing and just mind blowing and just wow is all I got to say.
Yeah. It's
like intense. This stuff I did not know, and it's fantastic to hear.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Fun to hear it all.
Yeah, it's great. Well,
we really appreciate you coming on and sharing, because they're just, I don't even have the words. It's amazing. Just incredible. And hopefully, you know, that's the last time you ever have to see, especially the shadow person.
Yeah.
Because that's definitely, from all tails, that's definitely not a good thing to be doing.
Definitely take care of yourself, you know. And
yes, I will be.
So thank you so much, Dara. Awesome.
Thank you, guys.
Yep. Cool. Well, yeah, don't be a stranger, and everybody else out there, don't hesitate. So, and thank you. Yeah, thank you so much for being on. We really appreciate it. So,
cool. Not a problem. Well,
cool.
Great.
Okay, so as it turns out, I have to make my own food again for Thanksgiving.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
Enjoy your tryptophan.
I will. I'll be sleeping while you're cooking.
You're right, but I'll enjoy my food and all by myself. But anyway, Dara, thank you for sharing all that. That was amazing.
Yeah, she's great. She's such a little firecracker, man, and just an amazing amount of just crazy stuff that happens to her, man.
I know it, dude. And she handles it just so matter-of-factly. So, I guess if you have that many experiences throughout your life, it's just kind of how it is.
Right. She kept saying, oh, yeah, like, just wait till you hear the rest of the story. And I just kept going, how much more can there be? You know, that was incredible. Really?
Well, see,
incredible.
I had a little bit of knowledge, you know,
because
how we do this is, you know, whoever gets the guest usually has a little bit of just a tiny bit of foreknowledge going into the episode. So I knew a tiny bit of this, and I knew that most recent bit with the shadow person, the freaky bit, and I knew that was going to be freaky.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was that freaky, but and I knew, you know, and I've known Dara for a few years now, and so I knew about the narcolepsy, and I knew about some of this. So I didn't know about the ghost. I didn't know about all this other stuff. So that was awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it seemed like it all kind of is culminating toward like the now, you know, like her stuff when she was a kid and seeing the ghost, and then all the things that happened to her throughout her life. And now what's going on? It's just crazy. I just can't get over it. She had so many cool stories.
Yeah, it was awesome. So, yeah. So once again, Dara, thank you for listening. Everybody out there, thank you for listening. I should have said, Dara, thank you for telling your stories, but she also listens, so, you know, we appreciate that.
Yeah.
We hope you all had a good Thanksgiving, if not at least a civil Thanksgiving.
That's all. And that's just to have a civil Thanksgiving is about all you can ask for in today's climate.
It's true.
But we hope we offered a little bit of entertainment for you.
Yeah. So we appreciate you all listening once again every week, and we appreciate you, those who are spreading the word, and just keep that up, and those who are rating us on iTunes and all the other places, and that helps out a lot in the reviews. That helps out a lot. And, you know, last week, you know, we had Jeff read those reviews. So, hey, write your reviews. Get them in. We'll have Jeff back on reading your stories, your reviews. If you got a story to share, we'll have him doing that. And we just want to keep doing this because we love it. And we love hearing your stories in person, but we love hearing it on the podcast. We love hearing back from you guys and interacting with you. So, you know, let's just, you know, keep going and have a good holiday.
Go eat some more turkey.
I'll eat tofu. Thank you very much. As always, if you have a weird story, we want to hear it.
If you have a lot of them, we want to hear them all.
We can't do this podcast without your invaluable contributions.
Whether it's sharing your stories,
listening,
rating,
and spreading the word about the podcast. Thanks for listening. Till next time, be safe.
Be weird.
The stories presented on the What's Your Weird Story podcast are, to our knowledge, true experiences that our guests have had. We can't take the time to research all claims made, and besides, it's just not as fun.